your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And you can listen to us on AM, FM, internet, satellite, radio, smartphones, podcasts, and, of course, right here. It starts right here on Genesis Communications Network. Dr. Shuley's with us, and we're talking about organ meats. We talked about chicken gizzards and eating them, and the two that we hadn't gotten to on my list was beef hearts and brains. Dr. Shuley, beef hearts, is that something that... Okay. Inexpensive. I assume it has a lot of iron in it.
Well, probably, but of course all muscle has some iron in it. I mean, it's the muscle that is the quality protein. You know, that's what we cannot make out of grass, muscle.
Right, right.
I mean, it just is impossible.
And I had a friend in Virginia who introduced me to cattle farming, and he was able to find me the first six calves, 300-pound calves, to start our herd. And he and I were, you know, standing at the fence, leaning over, looking at the cows, and the cows were just grazing. And he said, you know, it's absolutely marvelous that a cow is an animal who could take something that nobody wants. Nobody wants, you know, fescue, and they can convert it into meat and protein and food, and they do it so well and so efficiently. And he's absolutely right.
And I have seen a very interesting argument about that, Ben, that actually the cow, of course, has essentially two stomachs.
Right.
And the grass goes down, and where they, quote, chew their cud, it actually is digested by bacteria. And according to some people, I don't know whether it's a fact or not, but it's an interesting one. The bacteria then go down and are eaten by the stomach and provide the protein for the cow.
Interesting. Two-step process. Yeah. Well, let's talk about, so eating beef hearts is good. I believe you mentioned, I was writing my notes about what you were saying. We're talking about the calves' livers. Now, did you say once a week is okay?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Can you eat them more often than that, or are we going to limit ourselves to
it? I mean, eating it, you know, heavens, in a crunch, I would eat it every day. But, we do like variety. And I think the taste buds prefer some variety.
Okay. Now, should we be feeding, I've talked about my puppy, and we bought him at around 24 pounds, 25 pounds, and he was born in December. He's now probably close to 90 pounds, so he's about he's just figured out that he's second in line to being the biggest dog on the farm, and he's still clumsy, he still trips, he's still wiring his brain to his limbs, and he's a really interesting dog. And I want to make sure that I feed him properly so that he can be the protector that I'd like him to be. And he's well on his way to doing that. He's alert, and he growls when he hears noises. He's up like a flash. And I'll tell you what, I would not want to be bitten by this English Mastiff. When he's all done, he's probably going to be between 165 and 200 pounds. And he's right on the growth chart for being that. And he was at the last Get Prepared Expo, and he's quite big. As a matter of fact, the breeder was there, and will probably be at the next Get Prepared Expo. And several of the dogs were purchased by our instructors, believe it or not, who want English Mastiffs because they figured out that they are great protectors. But what the point I'm getting to is, I'd like to feed Thomas Jefferson, or TJ for short, organ meats if you think I should. What do you recommend that we add to his diet?
Well, you know, dogs often prefer the organ meats to anything else.
Okay.
In the wild, right. You know, and the mm-hmm. wolf and the, but now, Australian blue heeler, you know, has rabbit every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Raw rabbit. If
raw,
you find the pelts.
Self-sufficient, self-prepared rabbit.
Not many rabbits around your farm. Yeah, yeah. I can say the same thing about our farm. We have rabbit pelts lying around, and there's not a mouse to be seen. The cats all have found all the mice that there are, and you know, we've started doing something a little different here at the farm. After the morning broadcast, Mrs. Finelli and I go check the cows. And we've been doing that for a long time, but we check them many times a day. We used to be just maybe once or twice. Now, right after the broadcast, the weather's really nice, and we'll take the mile walk and go check the cows. But here's what happens. All the dogs come with us, and now the cats are coming with us. And that's a problem, because that's a, you know, if you think about what your view is like from, you know, 5 or 6 inches off the ground, you really can't tell where you are. So we want to make sure the cats don't get lost. So they come with us, and it's a, that's a long walk for a cat. It really is. So part of the way we, you know, carry them. But it's really nice, and I'd like to suggest to all of those who are paying attention that an animal is a really nice thing to have. It really is, if you take care of him or her. And I really believe it'll help extend a person's life by having a companion that is a loving member of the family, like a cat or a dog. So, eating brains, calf brains. Well, is there a link that to us becoming smarter by eating brains?
I don't think there's enough evidence. Anybody has done any kind of research that would prove it. But I have to say, brains and eggs were one of my most favorite foods as a child growing up.
Can you describe what brains taste like?
Well, you know, I've never had them. Once in a French restaurant, I did have just brains.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not my favorite food. But when you scramble them with eggs, about half eggs and half brains, it's just the most, it's better than mushrooms and eggs.
Okay.
It's the consistency, I think, more than the taste. They're good. Excellent. I have served them to guests who didn't know what they were getting and had rave reviews until I told them what it was.
It's kind of like that tongue experience that I had when I thought I was going to have some ham and the lady was going to slice up some tongue. And yeah,
you really ought to try tongue sometime. It's very good.
You know, here's the problem. I go out to the field, the pasture, and the cows come over, and I have a pocket full of what we call bucket rattlers, which is really these extrusions of, it's like huge rabbit pellets. You know what? It's kind of like the size of a roll of pennies. And I've got them in my pocket, and they come up to me, and it's like candy to them. It's protein. And I'll feed them one at a time, and they all come up for their hugs, and they come up for their bucket rattlers. And out come their tongues. And that's the problem. that's the problem.
It doesn't taste like it feels.
Okay. All right. So tongue and chicken hearts are good, and tripe, which is stomach, is good. So the organ meats are good. Are there any parts? Well, what about the intestines in the deep south?
That I draw the limit.
Okay.
Once, when I was in college, one of my friends took me to a restaurant and got me. I almost threw up.
Mm.
The colon, no matter how you fix it, is colon. It is not for eating.
Yeah.
Now, the dogs will love it. Great. That's for the dogs.
Yeah, and now that's some places sausage comes in what's called natural casing, and that's what we're talking about, isn't it?
Well, now this, but that's small intestine, by the way.
Okay.
My grandfather butchered, you know, pigs and cattle, and in the fall every year, and my grandmother made the most wonderful sausage I've ever tasted in my life, and it was packed in small intestine. That's okay.
Okay, so it's the colon that we're just not going to eat. Now, are chitlins, is that the small intestine?
That's colon. Or? Yeah,
the
chitlins
colon.
Is off my menu and out of my house forever.
Okay. Okay, that's okay with me, because I don't think I've ever had them, and I've never had the desire to have them. And I'll tell you, they really stink when they're being cooked. They really do, so... All right.
That was actually a restaurant brought those to the table, and I almost threw up on the table, and I've never tasted it. Not going to.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
By the way, you haven't mentioned one other organ.
Okay.
Blood.
What's that?
Blood?
Okay.
Well,
let's talk about blood.
Germans are very fond of blood sausage.
Yeah, and there's blood pudding too, right?
Yeah, I've never had it, but I imagine it might be okay. It just, sort of vampire thought comes to mind. But.
Well, so is it okay to have blood? Because our animals eat plenty of it.
Of course, nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
Germans have survived on it for probably at least a few thousand years.
All right. What about, since we're talking about blood... My grandparents were very concerned about blood being, you know, transfusions. So when we come back, can we talk about transfusions? I don't know anybody who is a senior citizen who's received a transfusion that didn't appear to be better immediately after it and then die after that, very shortly after that. Dr. Norman Chile, Vinfinelli, USAPrepares.com. Transfusions when we come back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shealy's with us, and we've been talking about organ meats, and we just got an email from Mike Parsons, and his question is, does Dr. Shealy have an opinion on squirrel brain rooster fries? Now, I don't know what, I think I do. I think I know what rooster fries are, and mountain oysters. I know what they are. Dr. Shealy,
I have an opinion. I haven't eaten them. But many years ago, we had our first acupuncture seminar at our farm, and the physician that I had asked to come and do it, at the end of it, was taken to a very fancy restaurant where they had prepared mountain oysters for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought they were wonderful until he found out afterwards what they were.
Yeah, there really is a lot to be said for knowing what what you're eating. And at the Get Prepared Expo, we had a gentleman with Marjorie Wildcraft this time, and he was literally frying up some big bugs. And he was saying, look, you know, this is where protein's going to come from in the future. And if you get a few of these, and, you know, he was talking about the geometric progression of how many of these wiggly, wormy, creepy, crawly bugs you can get and how much protein you can get. And he was frying them up, and, you know, a few people were eating them. I just couldn't do it. I mean, I had no interest in eating bugs. I'm talking about, you know, like, I'd say the equivalent of a really large millipede or, you know, something like that. I don't think we're at that.
When I was in medical school, I was introduced to chocolate-covered grasshoppers.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. I'll bet they're real bitter.
No, they were actually tasted fine. They tasted like chocolate.
Yeah. Well, so would you eat them?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, if you had a choice between something else and chocolate-covered grasshoppers, would you reach for the grasshoppers?
Well, if I didn't have some other dark chocolate available, yes.
Okay. I don't know. Just the thought of those guys. I mean, they eat our fruit trees, and you look at them, and they've got, I mean, a huge percentage of their surface area is an eye. You know, maybe in the dark, in desperation, in the dark, maybe I could consider the remote possibility of it. But gosh, I'm not there yet. Transfusions, Dr. Shealy. So here's what I have seen with my own eyes. I have seen people who have entered the hospital, and then the doctor will say, all right, we're going to give them some blood. And it perks them right up. It perks the patient right up. You know, within a couple hours, maybe a half a day, they're doing better for a short time. And I'm talking about senior citizens who are, you know, not in good shape to begin with. Then I see a rapid decline. Then I see another transfusion. And then they perk up a little bit. But they don't perk up to the point where they were at the last time they perked up, you know, maybe a week ago. And then, pretty soon, death. Is that just something that I have seen, or is this the way it goes?
Well, it can happen. Obviously, at any age, when a person is very sick, they're much more likely to have a problem with or without blood transfusion.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, blood transfusion saves lives.
Okay.
During surgery, during acute injuries of certain kind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in general, even though I have had three surgeries on my neck and one on my low back, I've never had a transfusion, and I had a hip fracture. I've been an acrobat of sorts, and I've had more than my share of injuries, and I'm in great health at age 80, despite all of those and despite the surgeries, but I've never had a transfusion. My hemoglobin got down to 8 after the hip fracture. That's pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, that's okay, I'll build it back in 6 weeks, and I did.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Hemoglobin down around 8, a recommendation from a doctor to get a transfusion. And do you think a transfusion is a risky procedure? When we come back, Dr. Norman Shealy, we'll talk a little bit more about transfusions, then prostate cancer, guys, and then can you be fat and healthy? Governor Christie says yes. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norman Chile's with us. And if you'd like to get a free copy of his newsletter and get on his subscription list, no one's going to get his email list. He will not share that. But if you'd like to get through email his newsletters, just go to normshealy.com, N-O-R-M, Shealy, S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. Dr. Norman Shealy is a medical doctor, surgeon, brain surgeon, PhD, 3 times, author, doctor of the year. I saw the award in the hallway where no one would go to look on his farm. No kidding. Dr. Norman Chile is a doctor of the year, surgeon of the year. He broadcasts 4 hours a week, 3 with me, 1 on his own show. And if you'd like to get his free newsletter, just go to normshealy.com, N-O-R-M. S-H-E-A-L-Y LY.com. Dr. Shuley, we've got Mike on the line, and he'd like to talk about medicine with you. Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Dr. Shuley. My question is this. Have either one of you ever heard of Pliban cheesecloth?
What kind of cheesecloth?
It's called Pliban. And what I found with it is I was going through putting a medical kit together, and I only had a couple pieces left of a non-adherent dressing by Johnson & Johnson.
Uh-huh.
It looks like a clear plastic mesh. And I just happened to remember the cheesecloth, and I pulled it out and I looked at it. And it, I mean, it's when you're making cheese, the sheets are really huge. They're a couple feet by a couple feet. And I thought, you know what? As long as you sterilize this, you can cut this into the size for burn dressing. And I just wanted your thoughts on that.
Well, no question about it. Any kind of cloth can be sterilized and used. And cheesecloth, of course, for making cottage cheese and yogurt. But I have never seen it sold for wounds, but certainly, yeah.
The pores are so tiny, and that's what I like.
That's
with
right.
Regular gauze, if the blood goes in through and you use, and it'll coagulate, and then you end up tearing the whole darn thing off again because it meshed with it. But with this, it can't. And that's what I found really interesting with it. Some other things I was wanting to ask you is, see, because I like to try to improvise as much as I can to try to have a thought process when none of this stuff is available, which could be shortly, that...
Mm-hmm.
Well, what can you use in place of it that will work and and is safe? And one thing I came up with for my idea, anyways, for improvised burn gel, was pure aloe vera gel and colloidal silver.
True, no question about it. That would be quite safe and usable. I've got an aloe plant that I've had since 1966, and it's still going strong.
I heard
and
also
so Dr.
mullion. Mullion works for burns as well if you boil it to get that gel to come out of the leaves. That mullion supposedly has a natural healing ability for burns and also to cool it. And I was wondering your thoughts on that as well.
Well, that is true. Herbalists say that. I don't have any personal experience with it. I can tell you that the best thing that I have tried, much better even than aloe, which I've believed in for a decade, is emu oil. I would, in emergency kits, I would have some emu oil. A couple of years ago, I was doing something in the oven and got two separate burns a couple of inches apart on my forearm. One of them, I put aloe, I put emu oil on, and the other one, I just decided to see what would happen. The one I put the emu oil was healed the next, within an hour, and the one without took a week to heal. Emu oil is undoubtedly, right on a burn, the bestest of anything I've ever found.
Where do you purchase that?
Well, you can get it on the Internet. It's on my website. Here in Springfield area, we have two emu farms that produce it.
I was going to ask you, does this come from the fat of the bird?
Yeah, we don't want to go there.
I know emu's a bird. It's a pretty large one.
Yeah, bless the emu. They do produce the most wonderful, and it's loaded with omega-3s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Backcountry and Rainbow's Inn. Are emu oil products that are sold right here in Springfield.
Now, do I go to your .com to get your number to call you to order?
Yeah, normshealy.com. If you want to call, it's 888-242-6105.
6105?
Yep.
Okay. I think this sounds like something to put in my 8-bag in it.
I think all prepared kits should have emu oil, a couple little bottles of emu oil in them.
That sounds like a winner then. Well, I really appreciate, everything, what I was trying to explain to you, Annette, is as far as I call it ditch medicine in a sense is, you know, because when you can't go to the Walmart or wherever to get bandages, this, that, or the other, different things, you know, what else will work? And it's just, I mean, I put by with going to the vet and stuff because I found they're very cheap compared to the store to buy bandages. I mean, you mm-hmm. can buy a whole huge pack of roll gauze. There's like a dozen in there. I think I paid $250. That's not bad.
You mean right. from the veterinarian supply or from the
yeah.
veterinarian?
Oh, yeah. A lot of vet supply things that are better than human.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I yet to find them. I'm still trying to get some like the 2.0 Vicarol and the 4.0 and to get some suturing in that because it's like what I have now I got to throw out because it's so old. And I mean, it's all sealed and all this and that, but because of the age of it, my understanding is once a suture gets a certain age or something, it loses its tensile strength or something. Is that
yep.
right or wrong?
Yeah. Well, yes, I think that's true.
And so, and this stuff is pretty long in it too. So I figure, you know, it's just get it now and then, you know, and then it'll be good for whatever. I mean, I pump
now,
myself.
If you vacuum pack, do you have a vacuum packer?
Oh yeah.
Oh well.
That's what I do. I take the to conserve space. Take a freezer Ziploc. I turn it inside out. I put my gauze in there. Then I put it in the vacuum sealer, and then I vacuum seal it. So the reason I turn it inside out is so it doesn't close that seal thing when you vacuum seal it. When you do need it, you know, you got your gloves on, you take out your material, whatever your gauze is or whatever, you turn it back right side out, and then you put it back in there for whatever else, you know, you're not using, and you still have it, and it's still, you know, safe from the air, water, and things like
yeah.
that. I've been doing that with camping stuff for some time, you know. Especially first aid things, because a lot of gauzes, one side is plastic, but the other side is paper, which can, you know, get wet and then contaminate, you know, your gauze or whatever. And so I vacuum seal those things. And then that keeps it safe until you actually do need it.
Mike, I've got a question for you.
Sure.
And Dr. Shealy, have you experimented with honey for burn treatment? Raw
a little
honey.
Bit. We used to raise bees, but because the farmers sprayed next door, we don't have bees no more in that. But I have been able to raise a bit of honey and put by. And so it is, as far as I know, you know, they get everything from our fruit trees and garden and everything. So it's kind of, you know, natural honey. And use that. It does have a slight cooling effect, and it is loaded because it's natural. It's not been heat. I never heated or anything,
mm-hmm.
so it has all of its original, you know, micronutrients in that, you know, antibiotics and everything else that's in it. But that I have in my first aid kit actually about 8 ounces that I vacuum sealed. And I carry that where, you know, you use it for your coffee, your tea, or you could put it on an injury. Because in Russia, I heard they use honey in surgery, actually, in post-surgery.
Right. No, honey is one of the bestest things for wounds.
There you go. Mike,
I'd
like to invite you to consider coming to the Get Prepared Expo. That's July 20 and 21. Right here in the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Lebanon, Missouri. You'll get a chance to meet world-famous Dr. Norman Shealy.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Mike,
so,
I'd love to meet you because we certainly need people like you.
Yeah.
Thank
absolutely.
You. You know, it's just to hear you so much, you know, thank you so much, Vince, for having him on your show because I do listen to you quite a bit. A lot of times it's on the archives because I can't catch, I'm doing chores. I can't catch the show. Right then, but I listened, you know, to the archives and that, and I've learned a lot, and I really appreciate that. Thank
Mike,
you.
Let me share something with you and the class. When I get an email from Dr. Norman Shealy, it's typically signed the same way, hugs, H-U-G-S, comma, Norm. That's the and I'll tell you what you'll find if you come to the Get Prepared Expo, you will see more hugs per unit of time at the Get Prepared Expo. Probably men hugging men, men hugging women, women hugging women, and that's the way it is. And it's like one huge, huge family, and we all mean it, and we really do. So we are in this together. The plan is to come out the other side as unbruised as possible, because we really feel, all of us at USA Prepares, every single one of our instructors feels we're in a lot of trouble. And it's not like I went out and said, listen, here's the test. If you think you're in if you think we're in trouble, you can be part of us. It just happens that we all think the same way. Mike, thank you so much for calling. Dr. Shealy's with us, and I've got some questions for him about when we were at the DoubleTree. You had a headband on, Dr. Shealy, and I'd like to know what that was all about. Dr. Norman Shealy, Vin Finelli, we'll be right back talking about Dr. Shealy's headband.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric,
Bank, Engrave Inc. embeds strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
On Friday morning, right here on Genesis Communications Network, we're going to introduce our newest instructor. He comes to all of the meetups at Ziggy's, and he's been with us for quite a long time, and he's risen to become an instructor. He's an insurance adjuster. His name is Linus, and he's going to talk about what he saw from people burning their furniture to stay warm in New York City, starving cats and dogs roaming the streets, people who were displaced from their homes. Other people had to stay in the upper floors because the water rose so high that the bottom floors were flooded in New York City housing and apartments. And he saw thousands of people that weren't prepared, were not prepared. They live a few feet above sea level. They had no power, no heat, no food, no water, no transportation. Even their vehicles were damaged by the flood. He's got some stories that he's going to tell us, and how most of the people that he saw were waiting for assistance from the federal government. That's going to be on Friday. And Dr. Shealy, I am so anxious to ask you. You and I were broadcasting live from the DoubleTree Hotel, and on a Thursday afternoon, and we're getting ready, and we were in front of this in front of the theater, and I got the equipment all set up, and I look over to my left, and there you are with a headband on, and it wasn't a sweatband, but it looked like it had some electronics in the headband. It had some wires coming down from it. It was hooked up to a battery. What was all that?
Well, that was my Liss cranial electrical stimulator in my own personal model I've had since about 1975. Mm-hmm. I use it average once or twice a week when I'm home. I use it daily when I travel because it resets your serotonin mechanism. It is wonderful for a mood lift. And sometimes when I don't get enough sleep the night before for whatever reason, in this case, I was preparing because I knew I wasn't going to get enough sleep that night. But it's wonderful for depression, for anxiety, and for insomnia.
And so is this your invention?
Well, I'm the one who discovered it. Actually, an engineer brought it to me for pain control, And I found that its best use was not so much for pain control, but for mood control and for bright alertness.
Well, I can tell you that, sitting next to you, broadcasting live, you were alert, you were sharp as a tack, but you're always that way.
Well, I am, but any day when I feel if I'm not going to be up to snuff for myself, I put on the Liss cranial stimulator. Now if I had to have only one thing, I could live without food for a few days, but I wouldn't want to be without my Liss stimulator in a crisis.
Now, how do you spell Liss?
L-I-S-S.
Liss. And can you tell us what that stands for?
Saul Liss is his last name. Saul,
okay.
S-A-U-L, Liss, L-I-S-S.
Okay.
A wonderful, bright, and inventive engineer.
Okay. And is it a magnetic, it looked like it had some discs encapsulated, or something encapsulated in plastic, maybe the size of a silver dollar.
That's the electrodes. The electrodes have inside them regular old sponge that you wet with water.
Okay.
And they're connected to a little thing. Oh, it's sort of about the size of a moderate sized cell phone.
Okay, and that does it produce electrical currents or frequencies?
It puts out 15,515 pulses, all in mixed in together at 1 or 2 milliamps of current, and that's enough to go through the skull and activate the serotonin beta endorphin system.
Well, Dr. Shealy, I don't think it's fair. You know, I was competing unassisted with you.
Well, I'll be happy to loan you one anytime.
Dr. Norman Shealy, normshealy.com, normshealy.com, if you'd like his free newsletter. It's great. I just got one just a couple minutes ago. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. This afternoon, we're going to talk about raising bees.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.